The Laclede County Health Department has received notification of 30 additional positive laboratory-confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Laclede County. The total now stands at 367 cases to date, 68 currently being monitored, 297 considered recovered, and 2 deaths and multiple close contacts being monitored daily. The agency will not be releasing personal information to protect the individual's identity. Case 839, symptomatic, no known contact, a positive case, out-of-state travel and no public exposure. Case 340, symptomatic, close contact, a positive case with public exposure. August 31st from 5:30 to 8 at OTC Waynesville Center, wearing a mask. September 1st, approximately 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Elm Street Eatery in Lebanon. September 1st from 5 to 7, El Charro in Marshfield. September 2nd, approximately 5:30 to 8 p.m., OTC Waynesville Center, wearing a mask. September 3rd, approximately 2 to 2:15 at Price Cutter in Lebanon. And September 5th, midday time frame, Dollar General on East Highway 32 in Lebanon. Case 341, symptomatic. Close contact to a positive case, no public exposure. Case 342, symptomatic, household contact to a positive case with no public exposure. Case 343, symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with public exposure September 3rd from 4:30 to 6 at the VF Outlet Mall in Lebanon. Case 344, symptomatic, household contact to a positive case with public exposure September 2nd from 6:45 to 8 p.m. at the Family Church in Lebanon. September 3rd from 6 to 8:30, women's post-encounter at Lebanon First Assembly of God Church in Lebanon. September 5th from 8 to 9, Colton Steakhouse in St. Robert. And September 6th from 9:45 to 11:30 a.m. at the Family Church in Lebanon. Case 345, symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with no public exposure. Case 346, symptomatic, no known contact to a positive case. Assumed community spread with public exposure September 6th from 9:45 to 11:30 at Harvest Tabernacle Church in Lebanon. Case 347, symptomatic, no known contact to a positive case, assumed community spread with public exposure September 5th in the afternoon time frame at Lowe's in Lebanon, was wearing a mask. Case 348, not symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with public exposure September 6th, 7th, and 8th from 7 to 7:30 a.m. at Lazy Lee's at Commercial Street in Lebanon, wearing a mask. September 8th, approximately 8 to 9 a.m., King Cash Saver in Lebanon, wearing a mask. September 8th, approximately 9 to 10 a.m., at Walmart in Lebanon, wearing a mask. And September 9th, from 7 to 7:30 a.m., at Lazy Lee's at Commercial Street in Lebanon, wearing a mask. Case number 349, symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with no public exposure. Case 350, symptomatic, household contact to positive case with public exposure September 4th from 9 to 9:30 at Walmart in Lebanon, wearing a mask. Case 351, not symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with no public exposure. Case 352, not symptomatic, close contact to a positive case, public exposure September 6th from 1:30 to 5 at Bass Pro Shop and Wonders of Wildlife in Springfield, wearing a mask. September 6th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., Huhat Mongolian Grill in Springfield, wearing a mask in and out and in line. Case 353, not symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with no exposure. Cases 354 through 357, symptomatic, close contact to positive case with no public exposure. Cases 358 to 367, not symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with no public exposure. And case 368, symptomatic, close contact to a positive case with public exposure September 8th at Walmart in Lebanon, wearing a mask. The Lebanon School District and Laclede County Health Department were notified of 2 positive COVID-19 cases at Lebanon High School and 1 at Boswell Elementary School. Case investigation and contact tracing has been completed. Close contacts with individuals have been personally notified. Symptoms of COVID-19 may include fever, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell. Anyone with concerns are advised to contact their health care provider for further directions. Reporting for Regional Radio KGL News, I'm Mike Morris.